Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline, Laura Allen, Democrat Commissioner from the Niagara County Board of Elections. Laura, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, we're glad you could be with us. What have the last few days been like with early voting in Niagara County?
It's been busy. It's been steady, but it's been busy. Very busy.
I mean, looking at the numbers, busy almost might be an understatement. The numbers of early voters this election compared to 2020 over the first few days, almost double the amount of voters every single day. Did that surprise you, the amount of people who wanted to head to the polls early?
Well, you got to look at 2020 early voting. In 2020, we only had two polling sites. We now have five early voting polling sites. And if I'm not mistaken, we also had COVID in 2020. And a lot of people were afraid to get out and vote. So I knew it was going to be busy. You see all online, you see the television commercials, you see everything. So, I mean, I've been here a while. I'm not really surprised. I just kind of knew, we both knew, the other commissioner and I, we both prepared for it being very busy, and we are fortunate enough to have some of the greatest Board of Election staff that you've ever wanted to see. From what I've heard, what people have called me about is they get in, they get out. There's no long lines. They get in. I went to vote yesterday, and it took me about 3 minutes from the time I walked in there, and not because of who I was, because some of the people didn't know. And I went right there. They directed me to a polling station. I got my ballot. I was out of there in about 3 minutes. So I think it's pretty good here in Niagara County.
Wow. I mean, compared to the lines that we're seeing every day, it seems, in Erie County, sounds like it's great. But you can only vote in Niagara County if you live in the county, right?
That's correct. You can only vote in the county if you live in the county.
Laura, do you have any numbers? Do you know how many people have voted already? Early voting?
Sure. Do you want days? I mean, I haven't added them up, but let me give you some parties, for instance, in the voter history. So far, as of yesterday, we had 12,668 voters. I believe yesterday alone it was 4,113, which brought it up to 16,000, a little over 16. So it's been a lot of people, and you know, party lines, it's almost split. You got 4,000, this is yesterday, 4,758 Democrats, 5,231 Republicans, then you have 393 conservatives, and then you have the unaffiliated, or the NOPs, and you have 2,217 of them. So you can't really say by party, because this is a general election. You don't have to vote in any particular party.
And so a lot of people of all stripes going to the polls over the first few days. I mean, is this kind of like the wave of the future of how we do elections, as more people become comfortable with voting early? Do you see, you know, four years from now, even more voting sites being open?
I sure hope so. I sure hope that people are comfortable voting. I had a guy call me from Florida. He told me that my absentee, because people go on vacation, they vote absentee. He said, did you guys lose my absentee ballot? Of course not. But what happens is they look on television, they get all this stuff, and they don't understand that we're not losing ballots around here. Maybe some other state, but we're good here in Niagara County.
Does it surprise, because I vote in Niagara County, and, you know, I usually vote on Election Day. I haven't voted early yet, and I vote on Election Day because, well, it's pretty easy. It's a walk around the corner from my house. I basically never wait in any line. I mean, there's rarely a line to wait in, and you go, it takes like 5 minutes. And we've heard stories, whether it's in Erie or Niagara County, of people waiting upwards of an hour to vote early. Does it surprise you at all? Because really, throughout Western New York, we don't run into these long lines on Election Day that you see in other states. You were just mentioning problems around the country, that people would choose to wait in the line to vote early.
Well, they're not waiting here. So, you know, they don't have to wait in the line. And you have 9 days. You started out on Sunday, October 26th. You're not going to end that until November 3rd. You go there, you say, oh, it's a line. You don't have to stay in that line. You can just come back. If they're choosing, that's their choice, but not here. It's not happening in Niagara County. I can't speak for other counties or other states, but I can tell you what's going on in this backyard.
Laura, what do you think Election Day will be like at the polls?
Well, I don't know. I think it's going to be extremely busy because some people are just comfortable, just like he just said. He goes around the corner from his house, and we do have only 5 sites. And, you know, if you live in Lewiston, you might have to come to Niagara Falls to vote early, or you might have to go to the Cooperative Extension in Lockport. But wherever you go, you can vote. On Election Day, I think it's going to be busy. Notice I use the word I think, because I don't know. You know, it's all just a guess. So, but I'm sure it'll be busy. And Niagara County and the staff here, we're ready. You know, we're ready for that busyness.
Okay. Well, we'll wait to see what the numbers are as they continue to come in. Laura, thanks so much. Laura Allen, Democrat Elections Commissioner in Niagara County.